The basic education department in South Africa faces severe criticism as it struggles to fill over 31,000 teaching posts, prompting concerns about the quality of education and the future of learners. Despite efforts to recruit and train teachers, challenges persist, including budget cuts and inefficiencies in placement. The shortage underscores broader issues in the education sector. The National Professional Teachers Organization of South Africa, NAPTOSA, says the government's failure to stimulate the economy is partly to blame. Here to share her insight on the matter, Tirona Mudli, CEO of NAPTOSA KZN. Good morning and welcome. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate your time. Can you elaborate on NAPTOSA's assessment of the current teachers' shortage situation in South Africa, particularly regarding the disparity between the reported vacancies and the actual number of posts without permanent teachers?
Well, Yusuf, it's actually not a teacher shortage because we actually have an oversupply of teachers, qualified professionals in the province of KZN. And I must say that it's the delays in filling these vacancies permanently that's of major concern to us. There has been this misconception since the minister made the announcement that, you know, there are more than 30,000 classrooms or, classrooms without teachers. But actually, there are temporary teachers in these posts. So our concern is the non-filling of these posts on a permanent basis, which will allow for a stability in the school. We can't have teachers moving around every 3 months. It also impacts on the accountability of those teachers in the schools. So the minister's figures do not reflect, empty spaces. There are warm bodies in the classrooms. But also, NAPTOSA has questioned those numbers because I can speak for KZN. We sit in the provincial chamber in the ELRC in the province, and we're aware there's about 1,400 vacancies in this province. So I'm not sure how updated her figures are or why she's also talking about promotional posts and what vacancies that was, because she really didn't elaborate. And if you recall, the media spokesperson for the minister did come out and try to clarify some of the misconceptions raised by her statement.
Yes. So what factors contribute to the inefficiencies in the education system that result in such a significant gap between reported vacancies and the actual need for permanent teachers?
Well, you know, the system is such that it is a complicated one. Appointments in education must be done through the recommendations of school governing bodies. So we have that process that then has to unfold. You have to have suitable candidates to interview, and then you send it off to the district, and the district then vets those recommendations and finally sends it to the provincial head of department to make the appointment. Now, this is a complicated process, and as I said before, it is not as simple as you make an appointment in the private sector. So we have to understand the process. But it doesn't mean that there's no failings on the administration in the Department of Education, because surely you can have those vacancies filled and the process is done as speedily as possible to ensure that there are permanent appointments in those posts. And because we have a centralized system of appointments, it is a huge task to finalize that. And that causes the delays and the temporary appointments of educators in schools.
Yes. And how does the reliance on temporary teachers impact the quality of education and the overall functioning of schools in South Africa?
Well, the temporary educators are professionally qualified teachers. But my concern and the concern of NAPTOSA is the standard of accountability. You know, a committed person is a permanent employee who has security, job security, who knows I'm going to be in the school indefinitely, who knows I'm accountable at the end of the year for the results. That level of accountability will not be there with temporary educators because they know in 3 months I'm going to be moving to another school. And I'm not in any way disparaging temporary educators. I'm not saying it is the norm, but the possibility is always there. And any employee wants stability and security and permanent employment. So it does affect, you know, their planning for their lives, their personal lives, their professional growth. And that will impact on service delivery. So, you know, there's many factors to be taken into account that temporary educators filling a system as large and as complex as the Department of Education is definitely not the ideal.
Yes, certainly. Looking ahead, what are the key priorities of for NAPTOSA in addressing the teaching shortage and advocating for improvements in the education system?
Well, firstly, we, like government, would want there to be a growing economy. And with a growing economy comes permanent employment of employees. And because we focus on the education sector, we must focus firstly on the fact that the Department of Education has a huge number of vacancies in the department administration that's not been filled for many years. And this is what is one of the reasons why there's a failing administration, because they have not filled office-based posts. So we have one person doing the job of three people in some of the district offices. So we need to start filling those posts, because we cannot focus on teacher appointments only. We have to focus on the administration of the teachers' support system that we have to operate. So we have to look at the support system and the vacancies in the Department of Education that's not filled, because those are the people that are responsible to make the appointments, to do the administration, to send off the paperwork. And they are really crumbling and collapsing because of the vacancies and the shortages there. We then also need to look at advertising posts more often, so that we get promotion post holders that are appointed on a permanent basis, instead of having acting persons in schools, persons acting as deputy principals and principals of schools. It doesn't augur well for the stability of the department and accountability. So we need to advertise posts more often, and we need to start also advertising level one posts, and stop the system that we think is working, where we have a database that is actually dysfunctional. So, you know, we need to clean up the administration, we need to strengthen the administration, and we need to make it work for us. And currently, we are doing what we did 10 and 15 years ago. Circumstances and times have changed, and we need to review, revise, and find a strategy that's going to work. Because currently, we're doing the same thing and expecting different results. And that is not, the system is failing. And this is why we have this large number of vacancies.
Certainly. We certainly hope that the calls will be heeded. Thank you very much for chatting to us.
Thank you so much, Yusuf.
Have a lovely day. Bye-bye. Now, that was our guest speaking to us on behalf of NAPTOSA, sharing insight on the situation with regards to the vacancies in the department.